Refusing to recycle out of denial. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast with your host, Jordan Tasia Ravina.
Yes.
Woo-hoo. Hey, guys.
I'm Tasia. That's Ravina.
Hi, and I'm Jordan.
Yeah. Yes. You're Jordan. That's
last time I checked.
Always. Hi, and I'm Ravina. I've already been introduced.
Two times.
It's the way to do it.
You need to hear something seven times for it to reside in your brain.
That's so interesting. I was literally just saying I had to know something three times before.
So if you need to know something, repeat it seven times, and then it's, you know, it's somewhere festering in your brain.
Somewhere in the brain? Festering.
Well, girl, I ain't a scientist. I'm an investigative reporter, remember?
Yeah. I got you. Yeah. All that weird news.
So, how have you guys been? How's everything? Enjoying this so far? It's been a great 55 seconds for me.
Yeah, definitely. You gotta, you know, keep it rolling. Day's going pretty well today.
It better be a good 55 seconds for you, Jordan. You're sitting with, like, the two most interesting girls in the world.
Right?
Yeah, no, you've said that a lot.
Oh, please. I know, I say that to my husband all the time.
I kid. So how do you guys want to start this one off? What should we do first?
Well, speaking of Jordan being a clown over here, have you heard about, clearly we've already talked about it before. Well, I believe you have, Jordan, on other previous episodes.
Are you talking about the crazy clowns that are happening?
Yes, all the clown sightings. It's crazy how that's happening. It's happening a lot, and more recently that clowns are not a laughing matter anymore.
I feel like they never were. I thought that clowns were always terrible.
I used to love clowns, guys. Come on. How can you be scared of a clown?
Have you seen
it? Have you seen Ronald McDonald?
Yeah, I've
a
seen
genius
Ronald
gives
McDonald.
Fries. How could you even be like scared of somebody that represents food?
I don't know why I don't associate him with being a clown. Even
Ronald
though he
McDonald
is a clown.
Looks creepy.
He's more
to
like
me
a
too.
Savior, right? Because the McDonald's fries and stuff.
It's just
not
I
a
just
fan
don't
of McDonald's
look at
it.
Him.
What?
Totally not a savior to me.
I agree with you with the fries, though.
But McDonald's fries are the best. Sorry, yeah. Tasia.
He has a big smile on his face, McDonald's. You know, Ronald McDonald clown.
But he's still a clown.
But these clown sightings, they're like those scary movie clowns, you know, with the creepy faces.
So
like,
when
I'm gonna
do they
have
come
blood.
Out?
Anytime, any day. They
yeah,
just come and
they come from
stalk
the woods
you.
And offer kids to come into the woods for money and such.
So what like,
wait, explain this story. So, I'm getting scared now.
I think Jordan's just getting a little outlandish.
No, that's the thing. That's what's happening.
Yeah,
that's,
no, really,
that's very
oh my
true.
God.
Okay, explain the story.
There's different clowns with different agendas out in the states because now it's kind of catching on where people are putting on creepy clown masks and trying
to
lure children.
To do it. Yeah, like there's been some of them that haven't been. Not anything.
This is the
serious.
Face. Like, remember this face because that's the day she stopped loving clowns.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Face. I wish you guys could see
I don't even
face.
Want to listen to the rest of this. Sounds scary.
No, there's been some that haven't been any situation that's weird. It's been more like, you know, you see a clown, a person dressed like a clown, you know, they're doing something weird. You kind of encounter them and they walk away and then you just feel really awkward and weird and scared about it. Mm-hmm. But then there's been some sightings where over here Jordan saying they're telling little kids to go into the forest, which that sounds.
That's
very,
just all bad.
Very whole different topic of situations over there. Mm-hmm. And then there's been other ones that I've heard that the clowns are coming with knives. And actually, they came up and attacked somebody and actually stabbed them in the palm, like in the hand with the knife. And then they just ran away. So, and the scary part is, I don't know if investigators and police are able to really see who these clowns and who are these people because they're happening in so many different areas. And then it's with a clown mask. Like, how do you know who that person is under the mask? So that's the scary part. Like, don't walk. Do not. One, people don't need to be coming too close to your bubble. Like I was saying last week, you know, keep an arm's length, you know, of normal space. But definitely do not approach if you are in a clown mask, please. I don't want to be your friend. No.
Yeah, me neither.
They're scary.
Okay. You know what's really weird? Speaking of stabbing clowns, this is really weird. So there's a dog in Hudson, Colorado, which stabbed his owner with a knife.
how did the dog even get?
So the dog had the knife in his hand, and Haynes is the owner. She offered her dog a treat in hopes that Mia would drop the knife, but instead the dog just ran at her for the treat, and the knife went plunging into her arm. And if you see the picture, it's like a gash that's about 5 inches long and a quarter wide.
How did the dog?
It's pretty deep.
Wow, that's a dog stabbing.
Yes, yeah. The dog was running with a knife. And
dogs don't have thumbs.
Why would you dangle a treat in front of your dog? You know he's going to charge at you. But at the same time, you think the dog would drop the knife for the treat. And this dog's like, girl, I'm doing both.
I'm just still appalled that the dog was able to hold the knife.
I'm sure it was like a lucky.
But guys, this happens all the time. And I quote, she even pulls knives out of the knives block.
Oh, my God. So this dog just likes knives.
Anything for the owner to chase her. So the dog will grab a knife and run around.
So the dog's figured out that, like, a knife is what's going to get a reaction.
Yeah, because she'll follow me around.
So does that owner give her dog no type of attention that now the
dog
is...
That's the concerning thing. So now that I didn't spend that much time with my dog yet, so is he going to come at me with something crazy? But my dog is, like, I guess he's normal in the sense where he'll get a toy. Or he'll get my shoe. He eats a shoe.
My dog is not smart enough to go get a knife out of the kitchen and stab me with it. How does your dog, you must have trained your dog to do this. How does your dog know how to get a knife?
I'm sure it was like a lucky, like one time he picked up a knife and it's like, wow, I'm getting so much attention. I should start doing this. This was a real winning thing for me.
Yeah, maybe one incident like that kind of caused it to continue.
You know, whenever like a big predator gets a taste of blood, right? And then you got to watch out. You know, it's blood in the water, except for knife in the vicinity.
Well,
it's such a cute dog too, which is just weird.
This is just like another domestic case now: animal on person versus person on animal. How do you deal with this situation now? Like that lady, I think she needs to put her dog down now, or they need to put that dog in some type of circus.
Absolutely not.
Or
just
something. Like that's why I said it needs to go in, like in a circus show and truly be trained, because that dog is a knife handler, and that's dangerous. If she has children, and the dog gets mad at your children, it's just going to throw knives at it.
I feel like it wasn't a malicious dog. I think it just kind of happened out of...
No, the dog didn't get the treat and the dog got mad, so he threw the knife. That's what it sounds like.
He didn't throw it. He charged at her to get the treat while the dog's knife, the knife was in his mouth.
Okay.
Like, it's like not thinking I should put it down first.
Oh, so the knife is in the dog's mouth.
Yeah, yeah. Did you think the dog was holding
the knife? I was just saying
knife?
This whole time, how is the dog, how is the dog
my
able
goodness,
to hold
Tasia.
The knife?
No, he had the dog in his
no.
mouth.
No. Opposable thumbs.
That's
Tasia.
Why I said,
opposable.
I was like, dogs don't have thumbs. How is that possible?
That should have been the first thing you said out loud.
I did say it out loud.
Oh my gosh.
You thought it was just in my mind.
I thought
brain.
It was like a joke.
No, this was real life. I didn't understand.
Yeah, no.
But makes sense now that the dog was able to put it in his mouth.
Do you still want to put the dog down?
No, it's just the owner just is. That's questionable on the owner. Why was the dog able to know how to do that? And why was the dog allowed to be around knives to grab them on multiple occasions to now be able to stab you with a knife? If you now know that your dog is able to get the knives, and now you need to take precautions to put the knives somewhere else for the dogs to not be able to get them. Dogs, in a sense, are like children. You gotta, you know, proof your home and child-proof your house and dog-proof and keep things out of the way. Like, I have dogs, for instance. I'm not going to keep things on the floor, keep things in a vicinity that I know my dog is going to get it, because I don't want them to have it. So
don't
I'm not going to
take the chance.
Exactly. So yeah. I'm not going to take that chance. For instance, if she now knows, like you said, Ravina, if there has been on multiple occasions where the dog just wants attention and I'm going to chase the dog around with a knife, that's not funny. This is dangerous. This is scary. Like, she went to the hospital for a knife stabbing on her dog. That just now sounds, did your dog really stab you, lady, or are you protecting somebody else? Because now that just sounds weird. It's like, you got
it. It opens up another whole door of possibilities.
A whole other door of investigation.
Wait, so you're saying that she's, like, the bad guy here?
No, I'm saying, like, for all we know, there's some other domestic situations happening. She's blaming it on her dog.
Oh, God, blaming it on the dog, yeah.
Yeah, you know, like. My dog ate my homework. I just didn't do it, though.
Does she have like a husband or like a spouse or something?
We don't know.
It doesn't say.
I feel like this is a dog thing. You don't make up such a specific lie.
That's not a dog thing. Dogs don't. I mean,
but yeah, but
unless they're circus
animals.
That's why I said that dog needs to be.
Dogs are like really unique. They're doing this and they're doing that.
True. Dogs are very cool animals. They do a lot of different things all the time.
I feel like this is innocent. It's just a dog that got excited while holding a knife.
It's such a cute dog, too. Okay, I have another really weird story.
We're going to have to save it. We're going to have to go to commercial break. Yes. And when we come back, we will hear Ravina's very weird story.
I can't hold it in. Okay, I'll wait then.
Try your hardest. We're so close.
Okay.
All right, guys, and we'll be right back with weird news.
Are you looking for the very best NFL and college football podcast? Then check out the GSMC Football Podcast. Get the latest football news, both on and off the field. From the NFL draft to trades to the rumor mill to the NFL combines, they got you covered. That's gsmcpodcast.com/football-podcast. Get updates on college rivalries, game day insights, and much, much more. It's football talk the way you want it. This show eats, sleeps, and breathes football. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit gsmcpodcast.com for more info.
And we're back with Golden State Media Concepts. This is Weird News.
And we have a story about gold smuggling.
Yes.
Via the butt.
Via the rectum.
So this happened in Canada. People may not be a big
Canada
fan of it.
Your place, Ravina. Are you all about it? Are you about it?
I cannot.
Are you about the butt smugglers?
Deny.
The butt smugglers. That's what we'll call them.
Butt smugglers. Okay. So Canadian Mint. This is an employee who accused. He was accused of smuggling $180,000 worth of gold in his butt.
How do you get accused and then it didn't
well,
happen?
Well, it definitely had happened.
Okay, okay.
They then later found out, but
allegedly,
they didn't just go accusing.
He put it in his butt.
Later on, yeah, we've now learned it happened just
it
like
happened.
That. Yeah. So this happened in Canada. This happened in Ottawa. Is Ottawa normally like the weird stuff happens there? Or
I'm not from Ottawa, so
yeah,
I'm
but you're
from
like Canada. Give me like I'm not from Missouri, but I can still tell you nothing cool.
I don't know. Ottawa's a very amazing place.
No offense, Missouri.
Yeah, no, you guys are great. Just threw a random name out there. Should have said Idaho. Go on.
I don't know. I've never been to Ottawa, but I don't think that this man is truly Canadian.
Mm. Sounds pretty Canadian. I've done this show. I've seen a lot of
Canadian. People are too nice to do those kind of things.
Yeah.
This is just
what about East Hastings?
Yeah, it's not so nice.
That was a true
off
a
your
true
pedestal,
opinion.
Canadian.
Yeah, so Ravina doesn't believe that he was really Canadian.
Well,
this man in Ottawa,
$180,000 of gold.
Dollars of gold. And so, then I'm so sad. The funny thing is that the picture for this article in the headline, they like put gold bricks as if he could just stick those gold
bricks.
That's
what I saw and I thought,
butt,
wow, you know?
That's
that
the first thing you think when you're looking at the picture. Like, how did he get that in there?
How did he get that in there? But then when you read on and see, it's like, okay, it's like, you know, a few grams of dollars. And little grams of gold is small, you know? Mm-hmm. But the fact that they believe it's like, oh, he put gold money in his butt.
Yeah, it's kind of like a prison Scrooge McDuck kind of thing to me. Like, that's like as I saw this guy as I'm reading the story, I just imagined him looking like a very well-off duck. And I don't know if that was just me that got that, but that was my first instinct.
I didn't imagine a duck at all. Definitely not a duck, but
no.
No.
That's okay, maybe that's just my weird hiccups. I thought it was like a DuckTales kind of situation. But they found in his locker a container of Vaseline, and that was also presented in the trial showing if the Vaseline fits, you know, kind
if
of situation.
Instead of
the glove
fits.
If the glove doesn't fit, you must acquit.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It fit for him.
Vaseline fit just fine. So they kind of put two and two together, what's obviously happening. And what were you saying, Ravina, that they even had a test run that somebody in security?
They had the security guard do exactly what Mint did.
He deserved a raise or at least that's to keep sad. What he was able to get in there because that's...
That's even more that's weird. Some extracurricular. Why would you get the poor security guy to try this method?
He volunteered.
Oh, okay.
Any excuse he can.
Wow, right? This story is just getting more and more weird, guys.
Imagine how much they paid him.
Did he really volunteer?
Dude.
I volunteer as tribute. Yeah. There's like some Hunger Games going on over here.
I'm sure it's going to look good
on
his resume.
I'm sure he had to volunteer because I don't imagine anybody being forced to do it. That's against your, constitutional rights. You can't do that to somebody.
Maybe in America, but they do things a little differently in
Canada, huh?
America's little cousin.
America's little cousin. Aw, Ravina, little cousin.
So funny. I'm going to laugh about this story while I eat my poutine.
Oh, God, I love poutine. Okay, all right. No, it's a trigger word for me. I can talk about it for a while.
I have something to kind of prove how Canada's amazing. Nobody's calling Canadian cops complaining about our Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau. But in America, Kansas police remind citizens.
Yes.
Kansas police remind citizens, quote, being mad at presidential candidates is not a reason to call 911.
Capital N-O-T.
Well, do you guys disagree or agree? Or
It's crazy. Like, with the debate hours away, some people just want to talk politics,
So, yeah, they're just calling the police and saying, hey, I'm so mad about Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton. Ugh.
Ugh.
Are they just calling to complain about that?
Yeah, the cops took to Twitter to even say, we realize politics can make emotions run high. But, you can't call 911 over this. And it says here that it's not clear, how many residents chose to call 911. I don't know. What were these people thinking that the police were going to do for them?
I don't know.
They're like, yeah, I'll deal with Trump and Hillary right now.
I think they believe that not enough publicity probably was getting posted about their opinions, so they didn't want to just go to Twitter or Facebook.
Like you're saying, none of their friends care enough on Facebook, so now they're calling the police so somebody will listen to them.
Exactly, because now there's people like us who are talking about them.
Tasia, I feel like this is one of those things that no matter what the case is, whether they feel like no one's paying attention to them enough or they're just so angry they think it warrants a call to the police, we can just agree it's dumb, it's stupid.
It's stupid, and nobody cares. Just like the guy with the hamster, nobody cares about your hamster. Nobody cares about your opinion. That's why you got to go vote. Police have another job to do.
It's actually really funny because they tweeted here too, the Lawrence police also warned against drinking games based on the highly anticipated debate. We were obviously not doing the debate like everybody else was because apparently in Kansas they played drinking games. And anytime during the debate when somebody says huge.
Yeah, no, that was the thing where the police said whenever the debate comes, don't play drinking games based off how much they're going to say huge or something because it's going to lead to alcohol poisoning.
Yeah.
Wow.
Please explain it to my Canadian self.
That's just how Donald Trump says, and I'm getting into politics, so no one say anything bad about anybody for the safety of... No, it's just how Donald Trump likes to say huge, it's going to be huge. It's going to be...
Instead of huge?
Yeah, instead of huge, he says huge.
Huge with an H.
With a Y.
But he says it with a Y. That's just, people pronounce things differently.
It's like a
potato,
New Yorker
potato,
kind of thing.
Yeah.
So that's just they're
it's
saying
bag and big.
So, you told me to refrain. I'm not going to say anything. Well, all the best to Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton during this year's elections. So Tasia, what's new?
I just find it, it's completely off of elections. Still on the topic of situations going bad, not about rectum problems or police dialing, but the police were dialed. But I just don't know how I would react to this. I probably would take pictures for sure.
Yeah.
If you were to find burglars in your house having sex on your couch.
So did they already steal things at this point or nothing's been taken yet? They're just
I don't
sex
even.
On the couch.
Oh, yes. I seen this one. The house was completely ransacked, destroyed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then they just came in there to see.
So they already stole things, but they're just staying just yeah. to also.
Well, the lady was gone for a couple days, I think, right? And when she came back, they were on her sofa having sex. And then the girl had the audacity to try to run back and grab one of the victim's dresses to put it on to cover up. And she goes, "What do you think you're doing?" And the victim was fighting back. And she grabbed a broom. And she goes.
She tried to hit the man with the broom.
Yeah. Good for her.
Did they end up arresting them?
His bail bond is now set at $30,000.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
But she set up a GoFundMe account to try to get some money back to recover her stolen items. But shouldn't insurance cover that? Like, shouldn't they help her out, especially if, or make the man pay?
I'm not sure how much insurance would cover in regards to, like, literally her belongings in regards
to
clothes.
But they found who did
stuff.
It, so I'm sure she can get her stuff back, right? Because he'll have to direct her to the stuff.
Definitely.
I don't
know. It sucks that this happened in Memphis, Tennessee, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I just, it's hilarious how the woman reports how it's like, it was horrible in there. It was absolutely horrible. It was like a big old nasty party. Just so nasty. Like, just to, that's why I said I would be so mad. But imagine to walk into that, like, I would just have to put it on Snapchat or just something. So
you would record them? That'd be your first instinct?
I would be, like, mad.
Yeah.
I would beat them with the broom, probably.
You'd beat them with the broom, then Snapchat?
And then I would Snapchat everything as I was, like, walking around screaming at everything.
That would be my first instinct. I would immediately call the police and then just, like, try to lock them
in there. I'm sure I would have, like, somebody with me, you know, that would call the police.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I would walk in the house with somebody else, be like, call the cops.
Yeah.
And I'm like going irate, like filming.
During
because I gotta get this on camera. People are not gonna believe me. People are not gonna believe.
That's
like,
true.
People are not. They're gonna believe that you got robbed, sure. But are they gonna believe that you saw them having sex on your couch?
Yeah, I mean that's. I mean, where would it end? I feel like that's the next logical step, right?
It would end with you coming home to an empty house. It would end with the burglars being gone.
I feel like the next thing beyond stealing is to have sex in somebody's couch. I feel like. Those two things go hand in hand.
Just take it up a level.
Yeah. That's the
Piss
next level.
More, right?
Where else could you go?
Yeah, so, like what else could you possibly technically like steal from them in a way? Like now you stole their bed. Like you stole their homeliness. Like literally like everything's gone.
The couch
home.
Is innocence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. The couch is innocence.
Well, we got to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about trading a baby for an iPhone. Yeah, and much more, maybe. Stick around.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be, visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Hey, everybody, and we are back with something that doesn't involve smuggling gold through weird areas. This is about a family that sold, or at least tried to, a baby for an iPhone.
Yeah. So this happened in China.
Investors.
This happened in China, guys.
China.
Investors, huh? That's where we get our stuff from. Definitely. Aw. So China, I don't understand some of the things that they try to sell. You know, you can buy pretty much anything in China sometimes. There's a lot of things online that is being sold at cheaper prices in China.
Mm-hmm.
But this is sad because it's truly, this is child endangerment, you guys.
Yeah.
The fact that the couple was 19 years old and they tried to sell their 18-day-old daughter online for an iPhone 7 and a motorcycle. Or it was a motorbike?
A motorcycle.
Motorcycle.
Do you think it was a good motorcycle, though?
It doesn't matter if it was a good motorcycle.
Well, maybe. I don't know.
It was their baby.
Yeah, no, I, of course.
A baby. Like,
what do you think I am, Tasia? Obviously. God.
I am worth so much more
than
that.
In their defense, though, they had no idea it was illegal, according to them. Now,
right.
Keep in mind, they are 19 years old, which is an age famously made for stupid people. I mean.
Yeah, but do you not have any emotional connection to this baby?
Well, you know, that's definitely one of those
clearly
weird...
Clearly not. It
yeah.
was only 18 days.
Or maybe clearly they just they had more care. Of an emotional connection with Apple products, you know? Maybe it was just not that... We really love that baby, but we really love what they've done with the iPhone 7.
I wonder how Apple is going to react when they hear this. They should give them free iPhones just for
I feel
the
like
fact
you definitely shouldn't reward them for that.
No, but they were desperate for it, you know? So they deserve it. They were willing to go to such lengths for an iPhone.
That's a weird morality thing that I think you should take up with somebody. That's not.
Yeah, we don't know.
Well, I don't agree with selling your baby. Don't
yeah,
get me wrong.
Or what goes on in, you know, China exactly
yeah.
with
yeah.
their children. But maybe they really didn't know because people do like in a sense, you don't pay for, you know, adoptions, but you put money and you pay for those type of things when you. You know, help children and get children and stuff like that. So maybe
I feel
they're
like
really
regardless
just
if they didn't know the
not
law,
smart enough
selling a child thing. You know, that's
yeah, you don't sell like literally the word sell. You
like
don't sell your child.
It's not a section in Craigslist. Sell your child. It's not something
that,
and that
should have been their
no,
first
it was actually
indication that
on
this
a Chinese.
Wasn't a good idea.
Yeah, they could have Googled it.
Yeah, no, it was a Chinese messaging app that they did this selling on. It was the app was called QQ.
Are they going to, like, jail for this?
They
or?
Did, yeah. They,
oh,
the boy was sentenced to 3 years, and the girl was only sentenced to 2.5 because she didn't finish school yet.
Wow. No iPhone, no baby, no motorcycle. Mm-hmm. Hello, jail
The girl
time.
Was quoted as saying, I myself was adopted, and many people in my hometown send their kids to other people to raise them. I really didn't know it was illegal. So, like, I guess
that's
in the most
too,
innocent
yeah.
way she had it, but even then, you sold a kid, like
maybe what they were trying to do was adoption, but they just didn't know how to ask or go about it in their defense,
no.
right?
No,
they
were definitely
the
doing
money.
It for the money. Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's right.
I can't
help them. I'm trying to figure out a way.
In the
like,
girls,
to
you don't have to justify
them.
I
yeah,
think this one's just a
no,
kind of crappy situation.
Yeah, because yeah. even when they tried to justify in the girl's defense, she did like the mother. She didn't know. I guess that. The baby daddy, the father, was trying to sell the baby. Mm-hmm. But the police problem was the mother wasn't bothered by the situation at all. She didn't care. So, and that's why she tried to throw it in there. Well, I was adopted too, so it didn't matter to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that probably didn't
so
apply
it was,
well
it was definitely
them.
About the money.
So if we could sum it up, probably don't give them a knife.
Yeah, imagine, like last week, guys buying iPhones for his kid, you know, I mean, for his dog. Now people are selling their kids for iPhones. Like, iPhones are getting crazy these days.
You know,
people
it kind of makes me
them.
Really want the new iPhone. I thought I was going to wait till the 8, but now I'm kind
yeah,
of.
Yeah, we have to go check out the 7. I've just seen the videos on it, but.
Some convincing stuff. I mean, people sell a kid for this and a motorcycle.
I know. And that not just the iPhone, the motorcycle. I wonder how much were they charging for this child? Because it doesn't say that in reports exactly how much money was being put up on the app for the kid. They just say that they got arrested for it. And, you know, I don't even know if there was any people who tried to buy it.
Yeah.
Imagine how much money they were trying to get.
Yeah.
Because an iPhone is a... say if you buy it, like, no contract, like, just the phone itself, it could be a good $600 investment for sure, depending on how many gigabytes you put on it.
Well, the guy who bought the baby, they're not sure if they're going to send him to jail or not yet. It's still
oh,
like
so
this.
Someone bought it?
Yeah, he bought it. Like, they gave him the money.
Someone bought the daughter?
Yeah, he bought him for her. He thought it'd be great for his sister, his little sister. And the judge decided, because of the hard times going through with the family, that they're going to let the sister raise the child anyways.
So that family who bought the baby, they most likely were, like you were saying, Ravina, they were going through real adoption situations potentially, and then we're like, we're just going to try the black market. Mm-hmm. We're just going to do it a different way because adoptions take long, and my sister needs a baby right now.
So I'm going to get her a baby right now.
Yeah.
You need an iPhone and you need a motorcycle. Would you like me? Would you like the money or do you want the phone? We can do a trade. Let's make it happen. I want that baby.
I guess on that.
That's another Lifetime movie right there.
With that, I guess that's the end of our show.
Yes, and that is Weird News. This is Golden State Media Concepts.
And I've been Jordan.
I'm still Tasia.
And I'm Ravina.
And you can find us on iTunes, Google Play. You can like us on Facebook. Also, follow us on Twitter.
Yeah, and GSMCpodcast.com.
Definitely. You'll just find all the podcasts there to go straight to us.
So I hope you guys enjoyed the show. And until next time, we'll see you soon.
Bye, guys.